money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hey, yo, first and foremost, yo, Fast Shop, peace and blessings, Slim God Strength. First and foremost, yo, shout out to my Six Fab crew, my Six Figure Author Blueprint. Crew, we had a great meeting last night. You know, everybody, you know, that's in the gang, man. I'm excited for what this year is gonna bring, because, you know, like literally, I was just dreaming about you know, what's next and how I'm gonna help, you know, how I'm gonna continue to help y'all, you know, get to that level of greatness. Yeah, it's been dope. It was a dope meeting. You know, we meet once a month, every Tuesday, 8 p.m. It's just really like a combination of everything, right? It's a combination of everything that I've ever done. Really just helping people get to that space of you know, creating that abundance, right? Creating those six figures. It's just not a course, you know what I'm saying? So you're just not taking a class. It's really a community we're building. It's really giving you the step by step, giving you the plays. You know, giving you everything that you need to kind of take your stuff to the next level. So salute to everybody on the Six Fab crew, Six Figure Author Blueprint. If y'all want to tap in, y'all could go Six Figure. Let me see, www.sixfigureauthorblueprint.com. The price will go up, but I promise you, you will blueprint.com. So sixfigureauthorblueprint.com, price will go up. All right, y'all. We talking about the daily aspiration. We're gonna start with daily aspiration. And if y'all, you know what I'm saying, if you read it this morning, then you know why I'm playing this song. But today, I was up at four. Look. JoJo said I was up at 4:30 a.m. thinking about it. Yo, I was literally thinking, I'm like, yo, I gotta record this today. I gotta do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta start dropping some resources for y'all. I'm excited, man, because I really think that, like, I don't think that there's nobody that can't I mean this is not, I didn't make it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always say that I didn't make up this thing, right? Meaning, like, you know I've seen how powerful books have been for people for a long time, and then I've witnessed how powerful books are for me in my real life. And then I've helped other people create six and seven figure businesses, you know, with books in real life. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just becomes that thing that I get excited about. PM Popcorn is in the building. Blessings 3D is in the building. Big Man, bless up, King. All right, y'all. Daily aspiration. Yep. 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 Yep, stay high. When they go low, you go high. When they go low, you go high. Yep. All right, let's go. Daily aspiration. Happy Wednesday, my dons and divas. Welcome to the Ash Wednesday, where we are setting you up, your hump day on fire. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to staying high. My apologies to those who think I'm referencing a certain herbal substance that requires doctor approval to be legal. No, I'm talking about keeping your momentum. It's the beginning of the year, so we are all, for the most part, on our new year, new you flow. We're motivated, inspired, unstoppable, and ready to take on the world. We ponder about our course of action And with every ounce of our being, we know that we will be successful. Somewhere along the line, though, we start to lose momentum. We begin to talk more than we do. We start getting satisfied with our intentions instead of our results. We slow down and second-guess our plans. And when we finally start to implement them, if we don't begin seeing immediate progress, then we start to doubt the process. I need you to stay high. Understand that motivation is a continual process, not a one-shot deal. In everything you do, you must have stick-to-itiveness. It is imperative that you understand that it is always too early to quit. Don't stop until you win. Keep the enthusiasm, your momentum, and always stay busy. Idle time lends itself to idle thoughts. Everything you want is yours if you really want it. Stop. Some make excuses, some make it happen. Be the latter. Be the latter and climb your way to success. Notice the wordplay. I'll leave you a couple of quotes. First one's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, enthusiasm is the mother of effort. And without it, nothing great was ever achieved. Next quote by Zig Ziglar says, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And last but not least by Joan Welsh, and it says, if you're coasting, you're either losing momentum or else you're headed downhill. So here's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Listen, here's what I'm trying to tell y'all is that I need you to get to a space, right? I need you to get to a space where it really isn't about like no new year, new you. It's not about the new year. It's not about, what you're going to do 2022, right? I need you to focus every single day on what are you going to do today? I really want you to get out that mindset. You know what I'm saying? I really want you to get out of the mindset of looking at the whole brick wall and celebrating the bigger things that you don't even know you're gonna get. I need you to celebrate every day, right? And so what I'm saying is I need you to stay high. The same momentum that you came into to New Year's or anything that felt new is the same momentum I need you to stay in. Right? I need you to stay in that momentum. I need you to be asking yourself every single day, what am I gonna do to get better and better? Right? What am I going to do to keep pushing the envelope? What am I going to do to max out? What am I going to do to empty the bucket? Right? What am I going to do every single day? Because the truth of the matter is that, you know what I'm saying? This is your time. Right? This is your time, but you have to execute. You know a lot of people look at reasons and excuses and think that there's a difference between a reason and an excuse. There is no difference, I'll be honest with you, right? If you set a goal for yourself, and you have a reason why you haven't accomplished that goal, it's the same exact thing. And there is no difference between a reason and an excuse. You didn't get it done. You did not get it done. And I don't mean to sound harsh. I actually do mean to sound harsh. Nobody cares about your reason. Nobody cares about your reason. Nobody cares about your excuse. If you set out to do something, make it happen. I need you to make it happen. And the only way you're going to make it happen is every single day you wake up, you have an opportunity to make it happen. I don't care. There's so many people that have obstacles. There's so many people that have trials. You're not the only one. You're not the only one that has obstacles and trials and tribulations and dealing with a lot. You know the only difference between the people who make it happen and the people who don't make it happen, who are complaining about their circumstance, is that the people who make it happen don't even complain. See, the truth of the matter is that you looking at somebody who's successful and you think they're not going through nothing because you'll never hear about it. You don't think they're going through nothing. You think everything is all good. You envy in their life. You think everything is all good, but you, what you don't realize is that they don't make no excuses. They don't make no excuses. They just like, yo, I just gotta make it happen. I don't, you know what I'm saying? They just make it happen. They just like, yo, I gotta make this thing happen, yo. That's it. I got a goal, and I gotta make this goal by any means with that thing that Malcolm palmed in the picture. By any means necessary. By any means, I need you to make it happen. So nobody cares, right? Nobody cares. Right? Nobody cares about your excuse. Nobody cares about you know what I'm saying, the reasons why it didn't happen. I just need you to make it happen, right? Because the truth of the matter is that your excuses, your reasons can't be bigger than your why. If something could stop you from reaching your dreams, then your excuses, your reasons, that controls you. You know what I'm saying? That controls you. Right? My why is so big that it's attached to all of the things that matter to me. Right? My why is so big that it is attached to everything that matters to me. My why is connected to God. My why is connected to my family. My why is connected to my community. Right? And so there's nothing that can make me, you know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing that can happen that can throw me off. Like my why is if I stop, right? If I stop being who I'm being, I'm disrespecting God. Right? If I stop being who I'm being, I'm not caring about my family. If I stop being who I am being, I'm leaving out my community. And those are my priorities in that order. God, family, community. And so at the end of the day, my why is so big, it's not even about me. Right? It's not even about me. It's not even about, yo, what Ash Cash is gonna get and how Ash, like it's bigger than that, right? I understand the assignment ain't about me. Cause truth be told, I was good 10 years ago. God took care of Ash 10 years ago. If we want to be honest, God took care of Ash 10 years ago. And so me showing up, right? I don't want much. I drove every car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool. Right? I'm cool. And so your why gotta be bigger than you. It gotta be bigger than you. It gotta be bigger than paying bills. It gotta be bigger than the material things you want. It gotta be bigger. It has to. That's why you think you have the choice. That's why you think you can start and stop, because your why not big enough. You think you can start and stop. You think you can shift gears. You think you could because you ain't make it big enough. You made your why so small that it's actually attainable. Hey, yo, your why is so small, it's actually attainable. Catch what I'm doing there. Yo, your why is so small, it's actually attainable. Hey, yo, my why is so big, it's probably going to take 5 generations to make it happen. Yo, my why is so big, it's probably going to take 5 generations to make it happen. So what I'm saying is, it is I'm not even like I'm thinking of the setup. I'm like, all right, yo, let me, you know what I'm saying? What Hov said? They say the child shall lead, so I take it far as I can, and then we shall see. So how can I set up a why big enough right? How can I set up a why big enough that I can let the next generation take the lead and leave them with enough and leave them with enough instruction where they can set it up the next generation to lead, right? And so if you could see you attaining your why in this lifetime, then I think you gotta go a little bigger than that. I think you're being selfish. I think you're being selfish. I think you know what I'm saying? I think you only focusing on you. You focusing on the car you want. You focusing on the house you want. You focusing on the vacations you want to take. You focusing on, you know, retiring your mother, right? You focusing on paying for college, for right? All right, cool. That's cool. But what about creating a why so big? What about understanding your power? Understanding what God put you here for? Understanding that, yo, I got a why so big that when it's all said and done, people are going to be benefiting from my work for 100 years, 200 years, right? That's what I'm saying. Shay, what up? Shay Denise in the building, right? I'm saying that my goal, right, in my head, my goal is that when it's all said and done, when the Most High call Ash Cash back home, I would have given enough to the world that it'll last at least 2-3 generations, right? People will be affected by my work for 100, 200 years in God's will, right? And so what I'm saying is, I need you to have this mentality, right? Because the truth of the matter is that's how I enjoy everything that I enjoy in life, right? That's how I enjoy it, because I'm not thinking about me. So because I'm not thinking about me, and I'm thinking so far ahead, then me is taken care of. What I'm saying to you is, when you think so far ahead, and you think about others, your why is so big. When your why becomes so big, your basic is basic. You understand that? When I say abundance is your birthright, I'm not saying basic necessities are your birthright. You know what I'm saying? Do you get that? Do you get when I say abundance is your birthright? I'm not saying basic necessities is your birthright. Like, basic. Do you know what basic mean? Can we look up the word basic? What does it mean to be basic? Like, yo, let me make sure I take care of my basic necessities. Basic? How is abundance your birthright, and we still focusing on basic? Hold on, basic. Wait, I need to look this up. What is basic mean? Basic means forming an essential foundation or a starting point. Right? A starting point. Right? The essential facts or principles of a subject or skill. Basics. It's like a starting point. Right? And so if abundance, right? If abundance is your birthright, That means this is beyond basic. It's not a starting point, because abundance is not starting. Abundance means more than enough, right? Abundance means more than enough. Abundance means a very large quantity of something, right? A very large quantity means more than enough. And so, right, the reason why we're focusing or we're missing a mark, because we out here trying to meet basic things when God said abundance is your birthright. What the scripture say? I came to give you life and make it more basic. Where y'all at? Maybe I read it wrong. I came to give you life and make it more basic. Is that what it say? That's what it say. It say I came to give you life, and I came to give you life that was basic. Maybe I'm bugging. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe we're supposed to be basic, right? And so I need you, right? I need you to start thinking bigger. I need you to start being bigger, right? I need you to start getting to that next level where your why is so bigger than you that there's no excuse, there's nothing, right, that can stop you, because this is what I want you to do.
You are now tapping.
I need you to be this. I need you to be this. I need you to be unstoppable, yo.
Elevation on another level. Mind Bright Radio.
I need you to be unstoppable.
So they were waiting on.
Yep.
Critical, ain't no time left on the clock.
When it's your time, give us something to watch.
I picked out the locks till I buy up the block, and I know I'm a gift, but I didn't got the box, and they want me to stop.
But why would I stop? I am unstoppable.
Hold up, why would I stop? Why would I stop? Chill. I don't jump, I dive in it.
Hold up. This the reason I'm alive. Hey, yo, that's the reason. Wait, hold on. That's the reason you're alive, yo. Hey, yo, I don't jump, I dive in it. That's the reason you're alive. Like, you're alive to give it your all. You're alive to maximize your full potential. You're alive, right? That's the reason you're alive. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life trying to figure things out. Don't waste your life. You are alive to take it to the next level. You are alive to maximize your full potential. You are alive to be the best that you could possibly be. You are alive to help others maximize their potential. You got a gift. I know I'm a gift, but I think out the box. But they want me to stop.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation on another level. MindRightRadio.com.
So they were waiting on.
Critical, ain't no time left on the clock.
When it's your time,
give him something to watch.
Yup.
Then why would I stop?
I am unstoppable.
Hold up, why would I stop?
Why would I stop? Chill. I don't jump.
I dive in it. Hold up.
This the reason I'm alive.
Never take life for granted, because sometimes life doesn't send a warning shot. And if you're not who you're supposed to be, adversity is not going to say, man, I'm going to let you gather yourself and I'm going to come back. Opposition is not going to say, man, I'm going to let you get your stuff together and I'm going to be back. Like, I didn't know my life was going to change on September the 9th. I was playing football. I was doing the thing that I loved. I was 8 games away from the NFL, rejected top 30 draft pick. I went out and made a tackle and found myself in the emergency room that night fighting for my life. But my mother had nothing to worry about. They asked my mother, are you worried about your son? She said, I'm not worried about him at all, because I know he's a survivor. What is that? And that leads me into why I keep this bucket with me. You know, a lot of people know I live by this thing called empty the bucket, right? And people like, empty the bucket, ain't got this cute slogan, empty the bucket. But they don't know at the foundation of what it really is. They don't know the accountability behind it. They don't know the responsibility behind it. Every day in my house, I got 3 buckets. I got a bucket when I wake up and I look in my bedroom, it's a bucket. I got a bucket in my office. I got a bucket in my weight room at my house. And what that bucket stands for me, that bucket means I have to give everything I got to everything I'm involved in. And it has nothing to do with the product, but more about my personal standard of excellence never changes. And it doesn't depend on the circumstances, it doesn't depend on the situation, and it never depends on a person. I have a personal standard of excellence for my life. I just believe I deserve to give my wife the best version of me.
The best version.
I just believe I deserve to give my kids.
Hey, yo, hold on. You deserve to give your wife, your husband, your significant other, your children, your family, your community, the best version of you. The best version. Not the copying version, not the okay version, not the mediocre version, not the best version.
You are now tapped in.
I go back. I'm sorry, y'all.
MindRightRadio.com.
That's how I'm feeling today. I'm sorry. My bad. That's how I'm feeling today. On another level. That's how I'm feeling today. That's how I'm feeling. Yup.
Critical, ain't no time left on the clock.
When is your time?
Something to watch. I picked out the locks till I buy up the block, and I know I'm gonna get what I think out the box, and they want me to stop.
But why would I stop?
I am unstoppable. Hold up, why would I stop? Why would I stop? Chill, chill. I don't jump.
I'm in it.
Hold up, it's the reason I'm alive.
Never take life for granted, because sometimes life doesn't send a warning shot. And if you're not who you're supposed to be, adversity is not going to say, man, I'm going to let you gather yourself and I'm going to come back. Opposition is not going to say, man, I'm going to let you get your stuff together and I'm going to be back. Like, I didn't know my life was going to change on September the 9th. I was playing football. I was doing the thing that I love. I was 8 games away from the NFL, projected top 30 draft pick. I went out and made a tackle and found myself in the emergency room that night fighting for my life. But my mother had nothing to worry about. They asked my mother, are you worried about your son? She said, I'm not worried about him at all because I know he's a survivor. What is that? And that leads me into why I keep this bucket with me. You know, a lot of people know I live by this thing called empty the bucket, right? And people like empty the bucket ain't got this cute slogan, empty the bucket. But they don't know at the foundation of what it really is. They don't know the accountability behind it. They don't know the responsibility behind it. Every day in my house, I got 3 buckets. I got a bucket when I wake up and I look in my bedroom, it's a bucket. I got a bucket in my office. I got a bucket in my weight room at my house. And what that bucket stands for me, that bucket means I have to give everything I got to everything I'm involved in. And it has nothing to do with the product, but more about my personal standard of excellence never changes. And it doesn't depend on the circumstances. It doesn't depend on the situation. And it never depends on a person. I have a personal standard of excellence for my life. I just believe I deserve to give my wife the best version of me.
The best version.
I just believe I deserve to give my kids the best version of me. I just believe the people that I'm of service to on this earth, I deserve to give them the best version of me. And so I take a personal level of pride in everything that I do, because I almost lost my life behind a game of football. And God placed me on this path. And so now it's not even about me. Meaning, would you do what you do if the outcome wasn't attached to what you were doing? That's why I don't even get caught up with people that do things for money. I'm not impressed with how much money you make. You know the true level of wealth? You know the true measure of wealth? As if they took all your money,
what would you be worth?
I'm going to say it again so you can catch it. It's everybody that's chasing that green
back. Everybody chasing that green back. Hey, yo.
If you got it.
Hey, yo, ask yourself that question, though. Ask yourself the question. Are you attaching your worth to how much money you got? Right? Are you attaching your worth to how much money you got? And then if you're chasing money and then money makes you feel good and money makes you who you are, if they took the money away, do you lose who you are? Right? Because the truth of the matter is that, and I'm going to give you a secret. I was talking to one of my friends, right? And a multimillionaire. And he was like, yo, Ash, I don't even count what I did yesterday. I said, what? And that was me. So he had reached a milestone, right? He had reached a milestone and made a lot of money in a short amount of time, right? A lot of money. To me, it's a lot of money, right? He made a lot of money in a little bit of time. And I was celebrating for him. I was like, yo, that's big. Yo, congrats, blah, blah. And he like, yo. And it wasn't that he wasn't being grateful for it, but he was like, yo, I don't watch the scoreboard. He said, I don't watch the scoreboard. He said, every single day I'm at zero. Sheesh. He said, every single day I'm at zero. And so I adopted that. That's how you got to be around people who make you think bigger, right? I adopted that, right? You know, I remember reaching a milestone early 2021. I reached a milestone that I never reached before. And when I reached that milestone, I was celebrating that it took me a while to reach it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was celebrating. I spent too much time celebrating. Right? And so because I spent too much time celebrating, that momentum went down for me. And then I had to reinvigorate that momentum to hit the milestone again. Right? And so when he told me, he's like, I'm talking about, again, for me, that goal, at some point, the goal that he reached is going to be nothing to me. Right? At some point, that goal, I'm going to reach it. I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to be like, that's nothing. Right? But to me, I was celebrating him. And he was like, yo, I don't watch the scoreboard. He's like, I don't watch the scoreboard. He said, yo, I just, every day is at zero. I'm on my team every single day as if yesterday didn't happen. And that's how he stays successful. That's how he keeps shattering, because every day is a zero. Right? And the truth of the matter is that if every day is a zero, that means you gotta right, treat your first like your last. That means you gotta go hard, right? You gotta go hard, right? Last month I reached the milestone. I've been trying to reach this milestone for a while. You know what I'm saying? And I knew I could do it, but I don't know if it was a block. I couldn't really understand, you know, why I just couldn't reach this milestone. You know what I'm saying? So December 2020, I reached that milestone. It didn't happen. Right? I celebrated. It feels good. But now I'm at zero again. Right? Now I'm at zero again. Now I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hear you talking. Say it twice so I know you meant it. You know what I'm saying? Say it twice so I know you meant it. Say it twice. Do it again. You know what I'm saying? Do it again. And then do it bigger. So I'm back at zero. So there's no time to celebrate. Right? Because at the end of the day, I'm limiting myself. Right? And so the truth of the matter, though, is that if I'm at zero, then I gotta still give value now. Money doesn't add value to me. Money doesn't make me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not Ash Cash because you know what I'm saying? Like I had a certain level of money. Nah, it's my impact. It's my value.
And they stripped you of it all. What would you still be worth?
New season, baby.
And if you don't have the things that the process creates, you won't keep it anyway. I wasn't quitting. I wasn't giving
you
up.
You have the thing that the process creates.
That's not
creates.
My pedigree. That's not who I am. And so I'm not even going to entertain it. And I think the quicker you eliminate something, the quicker that you make up in your mind you're going to get to the outcome. It's just like the Navy SEAL. It's just like the SEALs. That's why the SEALs are so bad. They make up in their mind before the mission that they're going to complete the mission. They make up in their mind before they set out on a mission, we are going to complete the mission, meaning if it does not kill me, if I get an arm injury along the way, a leg injury along the way, a feet injury along the way, if you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on. One of the greatest pieces of advice that my mother gave me was this: son, whenever you start, you make sure you finish.
Make sure you finish it.
And the problem with the world is, hey, people get involved with things, and if they don't like a certain person, if they don't like the process, if it's not what they thought it was, they quit. And what they don't understand about quitting becomes a habit. It doesn't just affect you. Later on in life, when you get a wife and you get some kids or you get a family, it's going to come back to haunt you, and it will one day affect them. That is why I tell you the process is more important than the product. It's not even about the
outcome. It's the process. It's not the outcome.
Can you take pride in what you do as an individual, and every night when you look in the mirror, knowing that you gave everything you had to? And no money doesn't have to be attached to it. It's about learning to work from the inside out in life and not from the outside in. When you work from the inside out in life, you understand your why, you understand your how, and you understand your what. Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want.
How bad do you want it?
And so if it's never a level of commitment to it, and what commitment is, people think commitment is just saying, yes, I'll do it, because the environment is right and it's cute. people get in certain environments. Man, are you gonna do it? Do you feel like doing it? Do you think it's right? Yeah, man, let's do it. It's cool. Let's do it. Let's do it, man. But what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. Meaning when you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you get your butt up in the morning, you do what you said you were going to do anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like sacrificing, you get your butt up and you sacrifice anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like being dedicated to it, you stay your butt dedicated anyway, because you understand what the process will go on to produce later on in your life. It's not about the outcome. Eliminate the outcome. And we have to get to the point where we're willing to impose our will on certain things. Impose your will on it. It's just as if you were facing an opponent. Impose your will on it. Life will give into you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give into you. When I went back to school, I had to learn how to write all over again on my left hand. I've been right hand dominant my whole life. You think the teacher came up to me and said, "Ink, I know you got a paralyzed right arm and you're learning how to write again. We're going to give you a little leverage. We're going to let you take your time on these 30-page papers." No. "Inky, here's your 30-page paper. I need it by tomorrow." I had some great friends. I didn't have one friend that was about to knock out a 3-page paper for. I had to sit my butt in disability services and write that paper by myself. I had to learn how to tie my shoe all over again. I had to go up to people and say, "Man, can you help my roommates? Can you help babe me, man?" My life totally changed. And they gave me an opportunity to stop. And most people, when you give them an opportunity to stop while they're chasing something, they take advantage of it because they feel as if, "Man, why did this have to happen to me? I felt as if, why not me? This is the perfect opportunity to use this to be a blessing to somebody else." And you know what? It's not even about me, to be truthful. It's not even about me. Now it's about repaying the people that invested in me and saw something in me when I couldn't see it in myself. Now this is the perfect time to give them a return on their investment. That's why I went on to get my master's degree. At a certain point in life, it can't just be about you. When do we get to the point where we start honoring the sacrifices that others have made for us? When do we get to the point where we say, "Mom, I really appreciate those sacrifices you made for me, so I'm not quitting as a result of it. I guarantee you I'm coming out of Michigan State with a degree. I guarantee it. It doesn't matter the outcome. It doesn't matter what I go through. I guarantee you." I went to my mother and I told her, "I will never embarrass you. I will never quit because you sat in the park with me when I was 7 years old. So it's not even about me having a paralyzed right arm. It's not even that deep. The reason I wake up and live my life the way that I do is because I understand somebody is looking at me for my passion.
Yep.
Somebody is looking at me for my zeal.
Yep.
Somebody is looking at me for my energy. Somebody
yep.
is looking at me every day to keep going, just like somebody is depending on each of you. It's not about you, man. Blessings don't come to you. Blessings come through
you. Blessings don't come to you. They come
and
through
the
you.
That you understand that you will realize.
H-Mac, what up, my G? Happy and blessed New Year.
There's a lot of people that paved the way for you to be in a position that you're in. Honor that. Have a certain level of pride in what you do. Take pride in what you do. If your last name is on something, you should operate a certain way. You shouldn't just do it just to do it. I don't understand how people do that. How can people get up and just go through the flow in life? How do people do that? Like, I can't do that. When I look at my son, I can't say, "Son, I just got up and I flowed through life.
I flowed through life today."
And he looked back at me like, "Dad, you just flowed." No, I can't do that. I can't tell my wife, "Baby, I just flowed through life today." When I look at my wife, I tell her, "No matter what happens in our life, no matter what we go through, you're going to be straight. You're going to be straight. You're going to be straight. You'll never have to worry about a thing." My kids will never see the life that I saw when I was a kid. I'm promising that. They're not seeing it right now. They will never see it. Because
never
who
see
I am,
it.
And I understand who I am, and I know I'm a go-getter. When it boils down to it, I'm a go-getter, and I'm a flat-out go-getter.
Yep.
And nothing will not stop me from getting it. A lot of people, they have to be chasing something, or it has to be a reward attached to it, or they seek some type of validation, or they need some type of encouragement, a pat on the back to say, "Man, you're doing a good job." What do you tell me? I'm doing a good job or not? I'm gonna give everything I got to everyone.
I'm gonna give everything I got.
Because that's just the way I'm cut.
That's the way I'm cut.
I'm gonna give everything I got to everything I'm involved in because that's the way I'm cut. You don't have to give me a reward for it. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's how I'm supposed to rock, and that's how I'm supposed to live my life. I don't need no reward. I don't need no cookie.
I don't need no
like
cookie.
I'm checking in the Hampton and you giving me a cookie because I'm checking in. No, I'm gonna live my life a certain type of way because this is the standard of excellence that I should possess.
Standard of excellence.
In everything that I do. It's not about the outcome. It's not about the circumstance. It's not about the situation. It's not about people. It's about me taking pride in what I do and having a certain standard of excellence. I could have worked at McDonald's. I guarantee you, I would have been the best worker at McDonald's there was. I could have washed cars. I guarantee you, I would have been the best car washer there was. That had nothing to do with the outcome. That's just how I'm cut.
I'm gonna go get it because I'm built for it. Stop needing a reward for what you do. Stop seeking validation for what you do. If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers, right? You think you lying to your mother. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you.
You lying to you.
Because that's your life. In 10 years from now, nobody can do anything for you. That's going to be the life that you created, not anybody else. The life that you created, you make your bed, you got to lay it. And the moment that we understand that, and every day we wake up, we understand that life is a blessing and life is a gift. And if you were to check out today, how would you want to be remembered? It's quicker than you.
Appreciate you, H-Mac.
We have to elevate to that point where we keep that standard, we keep that expectation, and everything that we do, and understand that it's a lot bigger than us. Us doing everything that we do is a lot bigger than us, and we want to leave a legacy in everything that we do.
Leave a legacy in everything we do.
People just want to look cute doing things. I want to look cute. I don't care about being cool. I think I care about being cool. Man, there's people dying out here. This young black male is getting their life taken. There's people depending on us out here in the world. I think I care about being cool. I would rather somebody look at me and say, man, that cat came from the hood in Atlanta. His mother had him at 15. He came from a two-bedroom home, 14 people. He slept on the floor with roaches and rats. He missed meals at night. His arm got paralyzed while he was in college chasing a dream. He was 8 games away from the NFL.
Almost
lost his life. He was back in class the next week. He went on to get his bachelor's degree. He went on to get his master's degree. That's cool. That's who I want to be like. Because he never gave up.
Never gave up.
And I don't plan on giving up anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I'll go on record right now on tape to tell you I'll never give up.
Never.
Regardless of what may happen. Because I'm chasing something different. And it's not about the product.
It's not about the product. It's about the process.
It's about me understanding, me going at things a certain type of way. What it's going to build and instill within me that's going to sustain me.
Community connect, new life. So why would you stop? Yo, why would you stop? Hey, yo, hold on. Hold on. I dive in it. Hold up. Hey, yo, why would you stop? Why would you stop? So here's the deal. Why would you stop when there's so many people that invested in you? Hey, yo, why would you stop when there's so many people that invested in you? There's so many, like, you're not here by yourself. You're not here because yo, you stand on the back of so many people. You on the back of people you've never met, right? You're standing on the back of people you've never met. You're standing on the back of the people who you have met, people who have poured into you, people who have believed in you, people who have supported you, people who have helped you, who never even told you they helped you. You know what I'm saying? Kareem, what up? 24-6, if you know, you know. Salute. You know what I'm saying? You're standing on the back of people that supported you. And so, yo, you owe them. You owe them. Hey, yo, I'm in debt, yo. I'll take this for granted. I'm not out here acting like, yo, I made it and I'm tucked in my room somewhere enjoying. No, I'm in debt. I'm in debt. If it wasn't for my ancestors, if it wasn't for my mother making a sacrifice, if it wasn't for my OGs who protected me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I owe. I'm in debt. I don't look at the success and I'm just like, yo, I made it. Nah. And so you sitting around, you know, playing with your gift, thinking that you got the opportunity, like you could just stop when you want to, and you could not max out. Nah, you don't have that. You don't have that opportunity. Right? You don't have that opportunity. That ain't something that's afforded to you. Right? That ain't something that's afforded to you. You owe. You in arrears. So you gotta pay what you owe. All right, y'all. I think that's my time, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Hold on. I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all for rocking with me. This is what I need y'all to do, though.
Just catch me. If God is the greatest.
Yep, I need y'all to be greatest, right, on display.
There's nothing bigger. There's nothing better. There's nothing above, right? That's it. It stops there, right? That we're made in the image and likeness of what? Of God. So let me say something. If God is the greatest, and we, all of us, are made in the image and likeness of God, then who does that make us? Right? I am greatness on display.
I am greatness on display. Right? I am greatness on display. Right?
I am greatness on display.
Yep.
Right?
I am greatness on display. That's what I need you to be. I need you to be greatness on display.
I am greatness on display. Right? Right?
Yep.
I am greatness.
God is the greatest.
Right.
I am greatness on display.
Right.
All right, Charles. I appreciate the badge, love. Appreciate y'all. Salute. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge, love. Herbert Charles, thank you for the badge love. Amber Pratt Jones, thank you for the badge love. Brother Micah, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, Mariah Trash, Shake Denise, the Diva Secret Closet. I'm a Kodak Moment. H Mac, thank you for the badge love. Lady and Lord Inc., thank you for the badge love. K Rule, the I don't know why I keep seeing gold. K Rule. Oh no, K Rule on the gold. Notary, thank you for the bad love.
Right.
It's A Love, thank you for the bad love. Miss Tim, thank you for the bad love. I appreciate y'all.
Right.
Thank y'all for rocking out with me. The Ash Cash Show. Salute. Ill Flow is in the building.
Right.
Ness Aya is in the building. Asia Harsham is in the building. David Graham, appreciate that. Cash App is in the building. AJ's in the building. Kelvin Palmer's in the building.
Right.
Goddess Elevation is in the building.
Right.
Salute. Your Sportness is in the building.
Right.
Salute. Ill Flow, please, God. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. The Ash Cash Show.
Right.
Every Monday through Friday. Cash App. For those who don't have a badge, love.
Right. Right. I am greatness on display.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me, the Ash Cash Show. And y'all, I promise you, yo, this year's about intentionality. I just need you to be intentional, that's all. I just need you to be intentional. Be intentional about your goals. Be intentional about why, right? I need your why to be bigger. I need your why to be bigger. I need your why to be bigger than you. Stop focusing on you, God, family, community. I promise you, if you are intentional and you make your why in that order, God, family, community, I promise you,
right?
You will have everything that you need in life and more.
Right.
And more.
Greatness on display.
Greatness on display, y'all. I have greatness on display.
You got greatness in your DNA.
You got greatness in your DNA.
Right? God is the greatest.
God is the greatest.
You made in the image and likeness of the Most High.
Yep.
So be great. So be great.
Be great.
Why are you stopping at good? Why are you just trying to be good? Right? Like, how are you trying to be good? Yo, I'm good. No, all right, cool. You good? You satisfied? Right? Right.
I am greatness on display.
Right.
I am greatness on display. All praise to you. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in and tuning in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCastShow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you go to AshCastTV.com, Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Oh, man, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Hey, yo, Inside the Vault, we back, baby. We back tomorrow, baby. I almost forgot. Yo, I was taking a break. We back, baby, Inside the Vault. I got a legend in the building tomorrow, baby. I got a legend. I got one of the goats in the building. Salute. All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Same time in God's will. Same time, same place. All right,
I'm peace. I'm talking about well.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show.